Along with State Representative Sydney Carlin of Manhattan, we welcome her today. A very busy morning, Sydney. It sounds like a lot going on there in Topeka. I know you had a couple things you had to check in on already this morning, and lots of territory to cover today for us.
Well, you know, it's either a lot or little, and everything was happening at 9 o'clock this morning, but then I'll probably spend from 10:30 to 2:30 doing kind of nothing, and then we'll get back to work. We may work late tonight. Who knows?
And I know that
we don't know what's coming.
I know school funding kind of uppermost, and lots of things going on that way. I'm sure it's hard to keep up with everything. But I know that at-risk students, you've been involved in some of that discussion. And if you don't mind filling us in on how things are looking that way.
Well, you know, it's always a topic in a budget for schools about how you manage students that have special needs and are at risk for failure in our system, and it's just unacceptable that we can't teach students to read and do basic math. And so we have some kids that just have a lot of difficulty with that. But this morning, I just was handed this report at 9 o'clock, and we have a breakdown that's self-reported through the school districts of their students that have applied for free and reduced lunches, and that is where we get the at-risk number. And a lot of times we think of the people of color that maybe are the ones that are in that category, and there are certainly several descriptors of people with color, but the white percentage is 48% of the at-risk students are white students, 112,628 that are living in poverty. These are children in our community. And that's the white children. The total is 234,331. And these students require extra help at school. And there are also students who are wealthy that require extra help at school. And so they have to be managed as well. But it's a formula that we've always used, is using the at-risk students being those that apply for free and reduced price lunches. So there's a debate going on now in the tax committee about whether we should use that or not. And I'm sorry, the school budget committee, and I'm not in that committee, and I really don't know where they're going with that or where they'll end up. But it always comes up, and I think the public needs to be aware of that.
I know there are a lot of nervous school superintendents in our area anyway, and I'm sure across the state right now, trying to get those budgets put together without knowing where they're going at all.
Well, yes, because if we don't get a satisfactory formula, they won't open in August. It is that serious. The Senate had a bill on the floor, rejected it. I think it was yesterday. I get my days mixed up. But the Senate tax bill failed, 18 to 22. It was either yesterday or the day before. But it was basically the same bill as we had had before, and it only raised $514 million, new dollars. We need a tax plan that raises about $900 million, at least $775 million. I mean, we've got to have that kind of new money. That's how much we've strangulated the state. Finance, and it has to come. I don't know that we'll ever get it. So I'm really pleased, for example, that Manhattan has and Riley County have really low unemployment numbers, but it also might be a factor that people have left the state that aren't working because, you know, they need to go where they can be taken care of better. We may be losing our people that need services. I don't know.
I know while we're on the subject of budgetary matters, your last newsletter this past week, I know you talked quite a bit about balancing the budget and comprehensive tax reform, and there's just so many things that are being bandied about, I know, in the chambers there. But just anything at all, are you getting a feel for where we're heading with some of these things?
Well, our budget is pretty well set. The problem, we haven't finally passed it because we would like to know how much we need to have for schools and how much we need to have or how much we're going to gain in our tax plan. And then we're going to have to probably cut some of our budget if it doesn't work out. But to structurally balance the budget and meet education, Kansas needs to have a reform package that produces at least $900 million And without a realistic solution, we'll continue to drain the highway fund and borrow from the banks and become poorer. And that continues to put public education at risk.
Now, I know, too. Go ahead.
Well, the bill that failed, well, the one that was, the one that failed, it just was inadequate. It didn't increase education funding at all. We were going to have to do that outside of that bill. And it continued to borrow from KDOT. And it bonded highway projects for 2 years, like $800 million in highway work that would be just paid for through bonding. And it doesn't give us a balanced budget in 2019. We're still going to be in the hole. So that's not acceptable. We've done this for years, thinking the governor's plan might kick in and we might get some extra revenue. It is not going to happen in this structure, so we've got to restructure. Very, very hard.
Most definitely it is. And
as Mr. President says, governing is hard.
Yes, it is. Now, I know there's so many other things we could talk about. I know we're hearing today about tweaking the amusement park bill a little bit. I know you recently traveled to Osawatomie. I mean, we could get into all kinds of different things. Anything in particular you're wanting to highlight our last couple minutes today, Sydney?
Well, it's very sad because all of the other needs that we have in the state, we can't do unless we raise taxes. And the prison situation is just beyond gross. I don't have, a lot of sympathy for people who do bad things, but they are living really in very bad conditions. The Osawatomie patients, the treatment facility is antiquated. And are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Go ahead.
Okay. I heard a chime and I didn't know why. so we have facilities that have not been maintained. And Osawatomie has buildings that have been standing since 1860 or so, and they haven't ever even been torn down or made historic or anything. They're just standing there. We just see a lot of neglect going on in Kansas. I'm also working with a group of folks that are trying to decide what to do with the docking building here across from the Capitol, and our governor wanted to sell it and build a parking lot, and even just taking it down is going to cost millions of dollars, and it's very complex. I'm trying to find a way to save it and put those 800 people back in there to work that worked in that building, just in the Department of Revenue. They're scattered around 5 different buildings in the city, and that's quite a job to manage something like that. So it's just poor management everywhere.
Any predictions on when you're going to be done?
Well, we have been told we will work through the weekend, the 20th and the 21st. So I know I'm going to be here then. I'm hoping to be out by Memorial Day. One of the representatives is getting married Memorial Day or that weekend. He said he hopes, he has time for the ceremony. So people had planned to be done by mid-May. And I don't know. We certainly aren't going to be done before the 21st. Hopefully that could end it. Don't know.
We'll have to look at our calendars. I've been kind of waiting to organize our usual with having all of you in the studio, all of our area representatives.
Right.
But I'm kind of holding off a little longer on that one, too.
Always enjoy that, yes. Well, also there was an article in the Wichita Eagle, if anybody wants to look back on the tax break. Called Tax Break Mainly Caused Avoidance, and it documents how businesses registered in Kansas but didn't really bring any new funds into Kansas and then were able to take advantage of the tax break. Very interesting article by, and it's well researched. We always suspected that. It's hard to get that information, but this person has done so. So anyway, all right.
Thanks for your time.
So I'm sure you've got other guests that have wonderful things to say, and thank you for having me on the air.
Well, thanks for checking in with us. I know it's very busy.
Right.
State Representative Sydney Carlin of Manhattan with us today. Going to take a break. When we come back, Carolyn Tolliver Lee, the 2017 Elizabeth Dole Foundation Dole Caregiver Fellow, will be joining us. Also, Janet Nichols, Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce Military Liaison. You're listening to In Focus.